It was recorded today out of the Saigon Delta. The 412 of our soldiers have taken leave. We do not know where they are at. They are not declared AWOL, but unfortunately, we can't find them anymore.
Bombs were dropped today over our Delta section. We eliminated 312 villagers, most of which were children, women, and elderly people. The General Staff has decided to declare this a victory for U.S. troops. All troops return home safely.
I don't know what we're going to do when we leave this place, but I know one thing is that we're going to have a big joint. We're going to sit down and really, really blow a big, fat one. We have blood on our hands and our guns are still warm from how many fires we did, but I'll tell you one thing, it's going to get home, go home and have a nice big beer, barrel the big joint, sit back, and then we can talk about the people we killed today. President that makes a change. Vote. That's all they tell you, man. Vote. That's all they say. It's Sunday morning. Go out. Go out and vote. Reported today that our ambassador for economic reprisal in the eastern countries, once known as Russia, broke down today in tears as he put flowers over the graves of the 62,000 villagers that were killed at the end of the Second World War because of missed communications between the Allied troops, mainly the United States, and that of the Russian troops. The flowers wilted. It was too hot. It's too hot, man. I really don't know what I'm going to do, man, because I got something to drink. My canteen's dry, and I'm going to cry. It's hot. It's hot. Yeah. Give me beer.
Whaling exhibition today discovered that there are 309 new species of whales to be discovered if we would just leave them alone. Porpoises are also added to the endangered species. We're going to go. They're going to leave us. What are we going to do?
So I decided to go to church. When I was in church, I met the preacher and he just said, "Sit down, son, and maybe you can tell me your troubles." And I said, "Okay, well, Father, I hope that you won't go through the trouble of asking me everything, all the little details and all the little things that make this a great story." But he said, "Sit down, son, and it doesn't really much matter because you'll understand that God forgives you and you know everything is cool." But I still look at the Father and, you know, I says, "Man, it doesn't change. I don't have a penny in my pocket. I've got nowhere to go. Nowhere to go."